We go now to Beijing for the Chinese government response. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is with us now. And Anthony, what is the government doing?
The government is in full-out mobilization mode. The head of the government, Wen Jiabao, has flown to Sichuan province to personally direct the government's operations there. Teams of rescue workers are forming up in Beijing to fly out there. Also, the military is trying to get out to this remote area in western Sichuan province. And of course, they're having difficulty because a lot of the roads to this area, which is halfway up the Tibetan Plateau, have been cut by landslides. A lot of the communication links are down. And so they're facing a very tough struggle just to get out there and to get information on the extent of the damage.
Now, we heard that some of the buildings that collapsed were schools. Some 900 students were trapped in one school. Do we know what's happening with them and what the government is doing to help them?
Well, there were some parts of Sichuan province that I say are in these mountainous areas and are inhabited by Tibetans and Chang minority, ethnic minority people. And in some of these areas, 80% of the buildings collapsed, and that means schools and hospitals. And how many of those people have been rescued is not clear, and we're afraid that the death toll is going to climb much higher.
Now, most of China's major cities are in high-risk earthquake zones. What are the earthquake precautions in terms of the building materials? Are these buildings able to withstand big earthquakes and aftershocks?
I think in major cities, they're in a lot better shape. They've had experience, including, for example, the last major earthquake in 1976 was the huge 7.8 quake in Tangshan, not far from Beijing, which killed nearly a quarter of a million people. So they've taken a lot of precautions with buildings and in emergency response tactics. But out in these far-flung areas, I think conditions are not as good. Basically, it's a strong blow to China, particularly after the crippling snows this year that had a very big impact on the economy.
And then the Olympics are coming up.
That's right. There was no reports of damage to any of the major structures like the big Bird's Nest Stadium, some of the huge landmark buildings that are going up around the city for this. But Beijing was hard hit, too. And also office workers ran out of their shaking buildings into the streets. And there's been just a lot of concern about, you know, people trying to find relatives and make sure everyone's all right.
Now, in the province of Sichuan, I understand Sichuan is home to 40% of the natural gas preserves in China. So has there been any disruption in service there?
We're still trying to find that out. There are several large gas fields in the provinces, and the state-owned firms that run those gas fields have not reported any damage or disruption yet. Another thing people are looking at very closely is the Three Gorges Dam, a massive, more than mile-long dam across the mighty Yangtze River that forms a huge reservoir. And there's concern about two things. One, that the weight of this water in the reservoir could trigger seismic activity or earthquakes, and that if the dam breaks, it would just be a huge catastrophe. And many experts and even government officials have warned of this, but we have no reports of any damage to the dam or any indication that the earthquake was caused by the weight of the water.
And we're talking billions of gallons of water?
That's correct. We're talking of billions of gallons of water. We're talking heavily populated areas around the banks of the river. It's a massive area with many, many people living around it.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing. Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks, Madeline.
And our coverage continues at npr.org. You can find updates there throughout the day from our team in Sichuan province.